Authoritarian grief. A lot of people are familiar with the stages of grief. Grief is the process of adjusting to a loss. Authoritarians suffer losses at a much greater rate than libertarians. By definition, the parties to an authoritarian transaction want different outcomes. Only one of those outcomes will actually occur. All the other participants in the authoritarian transaction will suffer a loss. The government wants us to pay taxes, but most of us would rather not. If you have a job, you have to do what the boss says, whether you want to or not. If you engage in a lot of authoritarian transactions, you're going to suffer a lot of losses. All the participants in a libertarian transaction want the same result. If everything goes as planned, there are multiple winners and no losers. And everything is more likely to go as planned because no one involved is motivated to disrupt the transaction. Authoritarians are more likely to have to deal with grief because of suffering a loss. And the process of dealing with that grief is more complicated for the authoritarian than the libertarian. This is especially true for people who are locked in to the wrong side of asymmetrical authoritarian games. Games like the landlord-tenant game, the employer-employee game, the preacher and sinner game, or the tax collector and taxpayer game. If you're locked into the losing side of one or more of these asymmetrical authoritarian games, you can look forward to a lifetime of grief. An important part of the grieving process is trying to figure out what went wrong when there is a loss. Almost everyone wants to minimize the grief in their life. Assigning blame for losses is much more complicated for authoritarians, since different participants in the transaction are judged by different rules. A society based on different rules for different people is much less efficient than most people realize. Minimizing authoritarianism will minimize grief. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.